Samuel L. Jackson, Trump likes same rednecks I saw growing up who called me NR. By Paul Bois on June 21, 2023. Actor Samuel L. Jackson likened former President Donald Trump to the same rednecks that hurled racist slurs at him during his youth. Even though he grew up under segregation, which means that he would have likely been governed by Jim Crow-era Democrats, Jackson said that Donald Trump and the Republican Party represent what he grew up under. When I see Trump, I see the same rednecks I saw when I was growing up who called me in and tried to keep me in my place. That's what the Republican Party is to me. They're doing it to young people, gay people. They don't care who you are. If you're not them, you're the enemy, Jackson told Rolling Stone. Jackson's comments on Trump came after he reflected upon being an usher at Martin Luther King Jr.'s funeral following the civil rights leader's assassination. The world seems to be in as hard a place as it's always been. As a child of the 60s, watching what happened at the 1968 Democratic Convention, and seeing the police beating those demonstrators, and those were young white kids, I learned there's a certain kind of thing that the powers that be don't want us doing, Jackson said. One of them is protesting what they think they want us to do, he continued. So, when George Floyd happened, it was great to see all the different faces of kids out there fighting the injustice and what the power was doing once again to keep you from having an open mind or keep you from creating change that is not the change they want made. Breitbart News has chronicled the many instances of Samuel L. Jackson's woke statements, including the time he asked a Chicago judge to issue a light sentence to hate crime hoaxer Jussie Smollett. It is with the respect of knowing this that I humbly implore you to please find an alternative to incarceration for Jussie Smollett, Jackson's wrote in a letter along with his wife. We have often broken bread with this young man as we discuss the right and wrong ways to live, they continued. Jussie comes from a good family whom we are proud to know intimately and who we know stand ready to provide the support and monitoring assistance that they can provide for him in an alternative probation scenario. Jussie has already suffered a great deal of punishment, as this situation has destroyed his existing career and impugned his reputation, they added. Please, Judge Lynn, in God's name, please save this young man and allow him to be of service. Jussie Smollett is worth the risk and the investment. In the same interview with Rolling Stone, Jackson also trashed critics of actress Brie Larson, denouncing them as incel dudes who hate strong women. She's not going to let any of that stuff destroy her, he said of her detractors. These incel dudes who hate strong women, or the fact that she's a feminist who has an opinion and expressed it? Everybody wants people to be who they want them to be. She is who she is, and she's genuinely that. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.